Ghana has been ranked among the first three African countries consecutively for 3 years in media freedom and accuracy. According to the president of the Ghana Journalist Association, Dr. Avel Muni, this is an appreciable position on the league table on free media in Africa. Dr. Avel Muni said this when the Ghana National Petroleum Company donated 50,000 Ghana cedis to the GJA in Accra towards the upcoming 18th GJA Awards on the 2nd of November. A report by Yvonne Asariofe.
The media play significant roles in the development of every economy. In terms of media freedom, Ghana has come very far and all should be proud of this achievement. Dr. Fulmoni said the gesture of the GNPC marks a great start to the upcoming GJA Awards. He reiterated the need for corporate Ghana to take keen interest in media development and help shape the media system.
For the past 3 years, we have been consistently be among the first three in Africa. And even our media system is even adjudged freer than some media systems in the UK, in America, and what have you. So this tells you that in terms of media freedom, we have come so far, and this should ignite pride in all of us. In terms of media output, a session of the media gives us cause for concern by the perpetration of ethical misconduct and professional mediocrity. But this does not obscure the fact that majority of our people are doing so well. The recent Supreme Court case is a typical example. Before the verdict was pronounced, many of those who were consumed with doubt and even conscripted with fear that the media were going to land this nation into self-destruction. But we scaled that hurdle, and our democracy since then remains as robust as possible. So if our democracy continues to strike course of appreciation both locally and internationally, it's because the media have made it so. So this justifies the need for media consumers in general, and corporate Ghana in particular, to help shape a media system which will be more responsive to our needs democratically, economically, socially, and mentally.
That was GJA President Roland Afel Muni, and in that report by Yvonne Asariofe.